Yerushalmi, corresponding to Eruvin Bavli, Daf Beites. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nunhei, Amud Beis, the beginning of the ninth perek, Kol Gogois. Kol Gogois Ha'ir, Rishus Achas, Uvad Shulei Hei Dag, Gvoya Asora, Oinamuch Asora, Divri Rabbi Meir. The Meir says all roofs of the city are considered one Rishus, means one which runs between them, if they're open to each other, as long as the roof is not 10 Tvachim high or lower than the adjacent roof. Say every roof is a separate rishus, and one may not transfer between them without an eruv. Rishimon says roofs, chatzeirus, and kalpeifres are all considered one rishus for kelim that rested in them, but not for kelim that rested in the house. The one says, "Abiyasi Rebun Amal, Algon Rav Shmuel Amal, Ad Beis Asayim, Ravam Metaltelim, Vam Afilukur, Vafilukurayim." Abiyasi Rebun says that Rav and Shmuel disagreed. Shmuel says that all rules are considered one rishus to the Beis Asayim. Rav says that we carry in them even a base core or two korim. Rabbi Meima Ma'pligi Rabbi Meir Rabbanon Kushi Iruvu Rav Kushulai Iruvu Loi Shete. When do Rav Meir and Rav Anan disagree? It's when the houses underneath were ma'ariv, then it's as if they are residents above, to forbid. But if they were not ma'ariv, no means then all permit without limit. If you say about filu tema, v'shalai iruvu, patala, k'shahayu kulam, le'adam echad. The Gemara says, no, you can even say that they were not ma'ariv. The case is they all belong to one person, who will consider it like a karpes, not hukuf ledira. In our Mishnah, all ascend on a suri, which is a big ladder, or a mitzvi, which is a small ladder. But if all ascend on a small ladder and one on a big ladder, only the one on the big ladder is considered an opening, and the rest may ascend and descend with him. On to a bonon, each roof is a separate rishus. May one carry in all of it? Shmuel amar metaltel b'kulei. Shmuel answered, one may carry in all of it. Rav amar im metaltelin boy el abar ba'amis. Rav says one may only carry in four amas. Mesis and pliga are Rav gag godol samach lakatan hagodol muta lakatan asa. We have a question against Rav from a Mishnah. If a wide roof is next to a narrow roof, the wide roof is permitted and the narrow roof is forbidden. Nicha hagodol muta b'daladamas, v'hakotan osa b'daladamas, yesh osa b'daladamas. Granted, the wide roof is permitted in four amas. Is the narrow forbidden in four amas? Is there any issa in four amas? Rav Shmuel amri shenosim loy arba amas b'fnei pislei. Rav Shmuel answers that the Mishnah means that we give to the wide four amas in front of its opening in addition to the usual four amas. The narrow receives only four amas. Yesi Rebun b'shem Shmuel amar k'shehaya sham pesach pasuach legag afilu kein agodol muta flei nifrat m'loi v'akotan osa shenifrat m'loi. Second answer is of Yesu Rebun, quoting Shmuel, says that the Mishnah discusses when the narrow roof is totally open to the wide roof. Even so, the wide is permitted, rather than Shmuel disagree about how much, because it's not totally breached. The narrow is totally breached, it's totally forbidden because it's totally breached.